Well, good evening, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. We have a gorgeous, lovely, rainy day here in Vancouver. But you know, this morning I went outside to walk the dog, and boy, did it ever smell nice. Spring is in the air, and it just smelled absolutely gorgeous out there this morning. So thank you very much for joining me here on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. You know, your time, most precious commodity that you have, and I'm thrilled that you are actually choosing to spend the time listening to me and this terrific Tuesday teleclass. I've got a different kind of teleclass for you today, and here we go. We're going to dive right in. My name is Carla McNeil, and you have dialed in to the 218-862-7200. Bridge number 549706, and this is Carla from retirewithcarla.com and butterflynetworking.com. I got two happening. Life is exciting. My direct email, the best one to reach me at, is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNET. WORKING.com, butterflynetworking.com, carla@butterflynetworking.com. And my phone is 877-767-7544. I'd like you to please keep those questions coming, keep those comments coming. I do love to get them. Makes my day. If you're too shy to ask a question on the call, please do feel free to use that phone number. It's a toll-free number. Use that email address. I monitor those emails myself. And let's just dive right in, grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, because today I want to talk about fun. Fun. Be happy. Have fun. Enjoy your life. And I just did that this weekend, and it's something I personally haven't been very good at, and I'm getting better. Always getting better, right? We're always getting better. Every day we get a little better. This past week, I was out, as those of you who have listened to my teleclasses for a while know that I like to sew. I like to make my own clothes occasionally, and I make gifts for people every once in a while. And just about every year for the last 20 years, my mother and I have attended some sort of a sewing conference. And this year was no different. We went out and we attended some classes. We looked at the new offerings that people had. We bought a little bit. We had a little, ate a little food. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. We had fun. And I realized, you know, I'm always so serious about building the business, building the business, building the business. You've got to make sure you put the fun in there too. My mom and I, this is the one time a year that it's just her and I. I have two other sisters, and neither of them come along on this particular event. And it's just my mom and I, and we don't invite anyone else in the family. We just go and have fun together. We chat, we swim, we sat in the hot tub. We had some great food together. It was fun. Now, granted, yes, I did do a little business each morning and a little business each night. But during the day, I was out talking to people about sewing, learning about other different things for sewing, and just having some fun. And it really reminded me that I don't talk very much about putting fun into your life. Because what that will do for both you and your business is it will rejuvenate it. It will rejuvenate you. It'll get you going. It really does make a difference. So today, when I was putting together my notes for the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, that old Bob Marley song came along, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." And so I went online and I looked it up and I thought, you know, I love this line at the end. Be happy, put a smile on your face, don't bring everybody down. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. It really This too shall pass. It's a great phrase to put in your repertoire. The thing that you can count on in life is change. Things change. Things can happen. Don't worry. Be happy. And can you really be happy and have fun all the time? I think you can. Because it's just a matter of perspective. You can be happy. Okay, well, maybe not all the time. There are some things that will happen in your life that aren't happy. But you can get pretty darn close to enjoying your life each and every day. And there's really no big secret about how to enjoy your life. So I've got a couple of tips for you here today. And first off, some of the bonuses that you get from being happy. You know what? When you're happy and things are going your way and your outlook is great, you are a healthier person, both emotionally and physically, because it helps you deal with the stress. You'll become more optimistic, you'll become more confident, and you'll definitely be more resilient. And that's a huge part of it, being resilient, because this too shall pass. And when others see you like this, when you share that positive attitude, all the joy, it helps to lighten their burdens as well. I know in my slave camp job, I have some phrases that I use that are complimentary all the time. Or when people ask me, how are you today? I'm absolutely fabulous. Okay, last week or the week before, I hurt my back. I was limping. People were asking me, how are you doing? I'm saying, I'm absolutely fabulous. And even saying it puts a smile on my face. So what if I'm walking with a little limp? This too shall pass, because that limp now is gone. So the most important thing to be happy and have fun is having a belief that life really is wonderful. And then you are here to enjoy your life to the absolute fullest that you can. That's your responsibility. It's your life. It's only yours. It's not someone else's. It's your life. So creating all that fun for yourself and deciding to have fun, deciding to be happy. And it's your choice. And when you believe you can, you can. And when you believe you can't, you can't. It really does work that way. It really does. Now, you're going to experience some down moments in life, but if you've got a positive attitude, they're short. There's a long time in between them. And you know that you're going to be happy again because this too shall pass. It really does work that way. So what are some of the tips to help you enjoy your life, to make it more fun? Well, number one, first thing in the morning, when you first wake up, you get up and you tell yourself that you will enjoy this day no matter what happens. And as you go throughout the day, expect good things to happen. When you expect them to happen and you're looking for them, they show up. So expect those good things to happen. Number two, have an attitude of gratitude. Now, sometimes it takes looking pretty hard to find the gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, something to be grateful for. And I started this terrific Tuesday teleclass off with something that I am grateful for this morning. It's pouring rain, it's 5:15 a.m., and I'm outside walking the dog, but guess what did I notice when I was out there? Wow, did it ever smell nice? The cherry blossoms, the flowers, it was wonderful. And Snorkel and I thoroughly enjoyed our walk, even though it was 5:15 a.m. and pouring rain. We still had a good time. So be grateful that the public transit that you use to get to work is running. Be grateful that the bus driver stopped at your bus stop to pick you up. Be grateful that that car didn't cut you off as you were driving into work. Be grateful for getting a seat on your commute in, or having a place to stand if you have to stand where you can look out the window. There are tons and tons of things to be grateful for. A stranger may smile at you. I smile at strangers all the time. Puts a smile on my face, sometimes puts a smile on the stranger's face, and maybe they'll pass it along to someone else. When you set your mind to finding those little things to be grateful for, you will find them. I'm looking out the window right now, and I'm seeing a house across the street that was for sale, and I know the realtor. And I'm grateful that I know that realtor, for when it's time for me to buy or sell a home, I'm going straight to her, because that house has only been for sale for 3 days, and it's already sold. So I'm grateful for my neighbor. I'm grateful that I know my neighbor. There are a gazillion things that you can be grateful for. So that's number two, have the attitude of gratitude. Number three, a real biggie for me, is avoid the news. Yep, you heard me right, avoid the news. And the news is notorious for bringing negative stuff that adds stress to your life. Do you really need to hear about the wars, the disasters, the bad economy, the diseases, the crimes? You name it, they'll give you all that bad stuff on the news. Does it really make a difference in your life if you know that stuff? Well, I think it does. I think it adds stress to your life, and that you would be much better off without it. So make a point of watching or listening or reading to stuff that actually makes you happy, that can make you laugh, that will calm you down, or that will energize you, what you need. And if something is important enough that you really do need to know it, someone will tell you. Someone will definitely tell you. Now, occasionally my husband will put the news on in the morning, and he normally will shut it off when I come back from the walk, because he knows that I just don't like listening to it. So avoid the news. Number four tip is be kind and helpful to other people. Now, you can do this in the tiniest little ways. Hold a door open for someone. Pick up a piece of garbage off the ground and put it in the trash can. Recycle a pop can that you see on the side of the road. We have a basket in our yard where people come along and they pick. If I find a pop can somewhere, I'll bring it home and I'll put it in the basket. And the lady who goes around in the neighborhood and who picks up pop cans and stuff to take and trade in for money will come along and take them out of the basket. It's because I walk with the dog in different places than she goes on her bicycle. So I know that some of these things that I pick up, she's not going to see. So we pick them up, we bring them home, we put them in the basket. We're doing a small thing for the lady who collects the cans. We're doing a small thing for the environment, and we're doing a small thing for our neighborhood because we're picking up the garbage and not leaving our neighborhood littered. So that's being kind and helpful in a number of different ways just by picking up a pop can. When you really go to look for it, just like finding things to be grateful for, you will be able to find a multitude of things that you can do. One of my neighbors just walked outside, and I remember when she first moved into the neighborhood. I thought, oh, that poor woman, she's got that young child moving in. I made her a batch of muffins. I took them over to her. Turned out her husband had to leave, go away for work, and she was there by herself with this young, very energetic child, and she didn't know anybody, and she was just absolutely thrilled. Now, that was like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and she still remembers the day I brought those warm muffins over. What can you do to be kind and helpful to others? I'm sure there's a multitude of things. Number five, release your inhibitions. Now, so long as you're not breaking the law, don't be afraid to act silly or do things that give you that rush of good feeling, like laughing out loud or getting the giggles like a little girl, walking in the rain with no umbrella, you know, taking a walk around the neighborhood in your bare feet. You know, actually, I go in my slippers. Do those things that release your inhibitions. Because you know what? Me walking in my slippers, the neighbors smile. And there goes Carla walking down the street in her slippers again. I'm usually looking for the cat. It's those little things, putting a smile on my neighbor's face just because I'm releasing my inhibitions of always having to be properly dressed when I go outside. And one of the fun things that I did as the auntie was I taught my nephew the fine art of breaking the ice on the mud puddle. And we both wholeheartedly were jumping into mud puddles with both feet. We were splattered in mud, and we had a great time. His mother was not so thrilled with us, but she just laughed. So release your own inhibitions. And at the end of the day, before you go to sleep, reflect on the good stuff that you did. Reflect on the things you found to be grateful for, the kind and little helpful things that you did during the day, holding a door, giving up your seat, picking up a pop can. And I'm sure you can think of a multitude, but be grateful and think of those at night before you go to sleep. They'll actually help relax you and enable you to get a better sleep. So it really can be simple and easy to have fun most of the time. And we can all do with a little less stress and a little more relaxation in your life. We can all do with a little more of that. So, I'm going to move on to five things that are going to help you relax and reduce your stress. Whoa! And here's my favorite. Don't be a slave to email. Don't be a slave. Right now, I'm developing the habit of not even looking at my email until noon. Some days I'm better at it than others. But don't be a slave to that email. And don't let it interrupt you. Don't let other people's concerns take your priority. You decide what's your priority. How stress-reducing that can be. It is phenomenal how stress-reducing that can be. Number two, running late causes stress. Leave early for meetings and appointments. Take something to do. Take something to fill your time if you're really early. And if something happens along the way, you're not going to be stressed out because you got caught in a traffic jam, or you're not going to be rushing into the meeting late and apologetic and all stressed out and sweaty because you were late. Number three, caffeine. Cut back on your caffeine. It really does reduce your stress. Now, if you're one of those people who just can't do without it, cut it back to, you know, one cup a day, two cups a day. Drink a smaller cup. Less caffeine will, reducing your caffeine will actually reduce your stress. And number four, finish things before the deadline. Interesting. This one is tough. But even if you can only do it once in a while, you'll be amazed at how you'll feel. Amazed. So schedule things out, plan things out. I want to get it done by here. I want to get the small steps. I personally am creating a new product. And that product is all planned out of all the different things I have to do. This is the date I'm going to start. This is the date I'm going to finish. The first three steps I finished early. It's like, whoa, do I ever feel a lot less stress over the whole thing? So finish things before the deadline. Number five, when it's done, it's done. When it's complete, don't go back and tweak it. When it's finished, move on to something else. I write articles, post them on ezinearticles.com. You can see all of my articles at articlesbycarla.com. And I write them. I review them, do that one final read and make sure that it makes sense, because sometimes my mind gets ahead of my fingers. And then I post them. And sure, I find sometimes where I've put it up, I just found one the other day where instead of saying the word emotion, I said emotions. But when you finish something, don't keep thinking you have to go back and tweak it and go back and tweak it. If I did that, I'd never post an article. You'd never have articlesbycarla.com. So when it's done, it's done. So let's review. Put the fun back in your life. When you wake up every morning, let's go over the five tips on how to put the fun back in your life. When you wake up every morning, tell yourself it's going to be a good day. No matter what, good things are going to happen to me throughout the day. When you expect them to show up, they will. Number two, have that attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. Look for those things to be grateful for. I had a great lunch today. I'm grateful I didn't slop any food on myself. I was working while I was eating. Sometimes I do that. Today I'm very grateful that I didn't. Number three, avoid the news. Avoid that negative news. Only watch and listen to or read stuff that makes you feel good, that makes you happy, that relaxes you, that helps you reduce your stress, calm you down, laugh. Avoid the negative news. Number four, be kind and helpful to others whenever you can. In small doses is fine. Opening a door, giving up your seat on public transit, giving up your seat in a shopping mall. A multitude of things that you can do to be kind and helpful to others. And number five, release those inhibitions. Giggle, laugh, jump in a puddle, walk in the rain. It's raining here today. This is the kind of examples I can think of. Release those inhibitions. Because guess what? People really don't care about what you're doing. So long as it's not outside the law, they're more concerned about themselves. So give yourself the benefit of losing those inhibitions. It really will enable you to have more fun and to enjoy your life. And those five ways to help you relax and reduce your stress very quickly are: don't be a slave to email. Leave early for meetings and appointments. Cut back on that caffeine and finish things before the deadline. And when projects are done, they're done. Leave them. Don't go back and back and back and back and back. So today we've talked about how to be happy and have more fun in your life. It really is important to have that fun, to schedule the fun in, to energize yourself, to refresh yourself. You will find that you'll become more creative. The ideas will flow, and your life really will become more fun. Because what you think about, sooner or later, will find you. So, off topic, let's get back to the business piece at the very end. I want you to decide now that you need to use social marketing in terms of your business, using social marketing media to find your customers, clients, and leads online. And in order to do that, I've made it really easy to get started. Very, very easy to get started. You can go to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for those 30 free tips and techniques on how to get started using LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. There are tips and techniques in there that will walk you through how to set up your accounts, what to do, what strategies to use. It is an excellent, excellent source of information on how to get started. And I know that even if you're already started on social media and you're doing okay, you will learn something from those emails. Trust me, I know you will, because some of those things are things that I learned as I moved along in the journey that I wish I'd known right up front, because they made a huge difference. So go to butterflynetworking.com, put your name and email in there, and start receiving those 30 days of tips and techniques. They're all free. And then you'll be on the mailing list for the next webinar that comes out that actually teaches you step by step by step in detail on how to set up your Facebook and Twitter to find those customers, clients, and leads online. I look forward to seeing you in butterflynetworking.com, and I want you to have a great week, and I will talk to you again next week on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thanks. It's been a pleasure, and good night.